Okay, good morning, everybody. So we begin Perek Gimel, the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes the following: So this is a procedural matter, and you know, what are the hours of operation of the Beis Din? But we'll see that there's a lot of spiritual messaging, which is implicit. Sanhedrin Ketana Beis Din Shel Shosha. So again, if you have the Beis Din Shel Shosha, you have a Beis Din Shel Chaf Gimel, and presumably any Sanhedrin Ketana, right? Even Al Pesach Harabayas, Al Pesach Hazara, Yoshin Meachat Tfilas Hashachar, Tzov Shash Ishus Bayom. We'll establish the Makar from that. It's a Bavli and Shabbos and Daf Yud. In just a moment, Tavol Bez and Hagadol Yoshin Mitamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Harabayim. Shabbosos V'yamim Tovim Hayu Yoshin Beis Hamedrash Baharabayas. That appears to be based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Peches, where the Gemara talks about Yoshin Bechel. And the understanding is that it's in a base medrash in the chel, not literally, you know, sitting on the wall. Okay, so let me make a few points. So first of all, again, the Gemara is makor for regular Beis Din, or even Sanhedrin Ketana, is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud. Rabami Rabasi Avias V'Garsi Beinemu. They were learning. Please make a note of that. V'chol Shaita V'Shaita V'Tavchi Ayibra D'dasha V'Yomri Ika Disleidina Le'ol V'Leisi. So while they were learning, they would sort of, you know, go by the door and let the call go out that they would, you know, be prepared to, you know, help anybody in Paskin Shilas. Reb Chista Rabbi Rav Huna V'Yasu V'Dinei Chulei Yom V'Kachal Shibayu. It was too much. They got sick. So Tanalu Reb Chia Barav Midifti. So he said to them, V'Yamor Am Moshe Min HaBokar Arev V'Chital Al Da'atcha Shemoshe Yoshe V'Dan Kol Yom Kulo. Even though that clearly is the Pshan of the Psukim. Tarasa Matai Neses. But what would he do with his Torah learning? Again, that's the second time the Gemara is referencing, you know, the balance between Limud HaTorah and the schedule for Dayana. So Alom Elcha, Kol Dayan Shedan Dinam Eslamito, Afilo Sha'achas, Mala Vakasav, Kilo Nasa Shuto, Vakadosh Baruch Hu, B'maisa Bracious, right? So, you know, even though it wasn't, you know, Min HaBokar Ad Arev, it's Ki'ilu. So that's the third reference to the Gemara, to the interface, let's say, between Dayanus and Torah. It's reminiscent to the Gemara Brachos and Avav. Right, Dina Nami Hainu Torah. Anyway, Ksiv Hacha Vayamadam Al Moshe Min HaBokar Arav, Ksiv Hasam Vayar Vayvokar Yom Echad. So Masa Yoshim B'din Amar V'sheshes, right, it wouldn't be healthy to sit all day. Ad Zman Suda. So what is Zman Suda? We'll have to figure that out. Amar V'chama Maikra Tuchziv, Kohelos Perek Yod, Ila Cheret Shemalkech Nar V'sarayach V'bokar Yochelu, Ashrich Eret Shemalkech Ben Chorin V'sarayach V'es Yochelu, Bigvura V'lo V'ashasi, Bigvura Shol Torah. Fourth reference, V'lo b'shesiyo shel yayin. The entire Gemara is about Torah. So Tanur Rabbanan Shai Rishonu Ma'achal Ludim, Shniya Ma'achal Listim, Shlishus Ma'achal Yorshim, Revias Ma'achal Polim, Chamishas Ma'achal L'chol Adam. Ini v'amar Papa Revias Mansuda L'chol Adam. So off by now, Revias Ma'achal L'chol Adam, Chamishas Ma'achal Polim, right, they're working, Shishas Ma'achal Talmidei Chachamim. Right, and that's going to be, you know, what is Koveya ultimately for the Sha'os of the Bez. Then Mikan Ve'eloch Kizorek Evan L'chamas, or L'chemes rather. It's like, you know, throwing a stone into something empty. It's like, Nabma Rabbi, Lo Amr, Nalo Dilo, Taim Midi B'tzafra, Lo Taim Midi B'tzafra, Leislan Ba, right? That was the campaign when I was a kid. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So there are five separate references in the Gemara Shabbos to, you know, Tamidei Chachamim, even though we're talking about Dayanus. But the whole point is, Hainu Hach, right? That the idea of the Dayanim is that they are, you know, paradigmatic Torah personalities. That I would say is point number one. Point number two, and again, there's a little bit of a controversy here in the Rambam, at Sov Sheshaos Bayom. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, he says that Sov Shah Chamish is because the 6 hour has to be Ma'achal Talmidei Chachamim, both the Lecha Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, a little Tamuan. Why the Rambam says that Sof Shashishis Bayom. Some people think that the Rambam really means, you know, within the 6th hour. There's a lot of discussion about that in the Achronim. So I would say that is point number two. Point number three, Bezdin Agadol Yoshim Tamid Shal Shachar Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. You can't miss it, right? This is Malam Yitzhatasim Sanhedrin Yitzhal Mizbeach. They have to keep the same hours as the, you know, Mizbeach is operating. You can't have a Mizbeach without, you know, the presence of the Sanhedrin. Right, it's a constant counterbalancing force. Right, you don't want the mizbeach operating without the presence of din. You know, chalila v'chas that, you know, the mizbeach develops into some kind of ritual that's empty of halacha. Right, heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem ema. You know, the idea of lakshiv mechilev elim, as Shmuel said to Shaul Hamelech, you know, Mali Rov Zivchechem Yomar Hashem, as the Navi Yeshayahu said. So what you need is always the Sanhedrin Eitzel Mizbeach. To remind everybody that the Iker, of course, is Torah. Korbanos are only meaningful if they come, you know, from that standpoint. And then, Uvishavasos Yom Tovim, right? So you can't have din, so they really, you know, shouldn't be in Lishkas HaGazis, so Yoshin Beis HaMedrash Har HaBayis. But they have to be there. They have to have a presence, you know, in Har HaBayis, because you can't have the Mizbeach without, you know, the Sanhedrin, without these figures of Torah. So how did the Rambam say? Yoshvin Beis HaMedrash. So again, Mitzchila B'Yatzof, you know, the role of the Dayanim is paradigmatic Talmidei Chachamim, which is, you know, emphasized uniquely by the Bezna Gadol in two respects, that they're in service, you know, from Mitam B'Chol Shachar, Tam B'Chol Ben Arbayim, and even Shabbosos and Yamim Tovim, when you can't have din per se, is a referendum, you know, on their status as paragons of Torah.